wanted to just say, I trust it's been a blessing for you all today. It has been for me, but I'm not everybody. I trust that you all can enter into these things in your hearts and lay hold of these things. You know, the Scripture teaches us that we're to buy the truth and sell it not. That means we have to make it our own. Make it our own. And sell it not means you don't give it up. You pay for something. Most people, they pay good money for something. They're not going to just let it be trashed. So we want to make sure the truth that we've made our own is something that we cherish, treasure, glorify God in. So things that we've learned about, and I think this is a nice ending. We had light. Here we are. It's dark outside. We're going to go to a bowling alley. So we're to be not characterized by carousing, but by a testimony at the bowling alley. And there's plenty of people there that want to live for now in this world, but we need to be a living testimony wherever we go, whether it's enjoyable or whether it's work, like you were saying. Let's be a living testimony for Christ. Paul told Timothy, Timothy was a younger man, he said, be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be not ashamed. That's one of our big problems in this country. We don't have physical persecution, but we do have a tendency to be ashamed. He wasn't ashamed to come here and die for us. He's not ashamed to be identified with us, as failing as we are. He's pleased to be present where twos or threes are gathered on the Lord's Day, and even today in our conference. May we not be ashamed to be a testimony for Him, to live for His glory. So maybe one can, unless anyone have a hymn or another song to sing from the sheets or from the book.